From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been reflecting. Over 90 years ago came the end of the war to end all wars, the First World War as we know it now. For electronics, this was some sort of proving ground for the new technology of wireless. It also saw the use of the flying machine, the armoured tank, and bloody, exhausting and stagnant trench warfare. The presence of the Australian and New Zealand troops in the Dardanelles campaign gave us the National Day of Remembrance, Anzac Day. In the Northern Hemisphere, the wearied combatants came to remember the signing of the peace treaty as Armistice Day, with silence at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. This tradition continues today. This year, we have military personnel active in various places around the globe, and some of these people are fellow radio amateurs. The tradition amongst the Australian radio fraternity is to remember those amateurs who have died whilst on active duty, with a broadcast ceremony followed by a contest. The second weekend of August is the date of this contest, and I encourage you all to participate in the Remembrance Day. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think.
Across Queensland, from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In Brisbane, it's relayed on 147 MHz at 9:30 a.m. Sundays from the Brisbane VHF Group's VK4RBN on Mount Glorious, following the WIA National News Service. I'm Bryn, VK4GF.
A Foundation Training Weekend was held by the Central Queensland Amateur Radio Association Incorporated on Friday evening the 22nd of July and concluded Saturday on the 23rd of July. Prospective Foundation licence holders were taken through the theory and practical curriculum for their tests. Tests were conducted on the Saturday afternoon. The training was very comprehensive and many thanks go out to Lyle, VK4LM, for holding this training session. The 2011 Queensland Firefighter Championship and Safe Communities Expo is being held on the 11th, 12th and 13th of August 2011 at the Rockhampton Heritage Village. The Central Queensland Amateur Radio Association Incorporated will be manning their three-day equipment display with the theme Providing Radio Communications Support to Public Service Organisations in Times of Need. The expo is open to the public on Saturday the 13th of August. All are welcome to attend. I'm Adam, VK4MTJ, on behalf of the Central Queensland Amateur Radio Association Incorporated.
Across Queensland, from Victor Kilo 4 Whiskey India Alpha, you're tuned to Q News. In the Townsville region, you can hear this news on the Victor Kilo 4 Romeo Alpha Tango and Victor Kilo 4 Whiskey India Tango radio systems, 146.7 MHz, right after the WIA National News. On behalf of the Tarkadian retransmit team, this is Gavin, Victor Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu.
This is Gordon, VK4VP, with news from the Sunshine Coast. Sunfest. It's getting close to Sunfest time again. This year it's being held on September 10th at the usual spot as the past few years at the Woombai School of Arts building in the main street of the Woombai Township, starting from 9 a.m. The usual tables of equipment will be there, along with great food and friendship. Tables are $20 each and that gets you two entry tickets, and general entry is a low $5 with additional family members just $2 each. There'll be signage and a call-in on the local repeater frequency of 146.850 and 146.825. For more information or to book a table, contact the Sunfest coordinator, Richard, VK4RY, on 07-5492-9898, 0417-366-773, or email vk4ry at wia.org.au. See you there.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.